Vectors Radio podcasts are sponsored by Break the Cycle CIC, rebuilding self-esteem in people who have experienced domestic abuse. For more, email hello@breakthecycle.org.uk.
Vectis Radio, FM 104.6.
This is a public announcement. Vectis Radio has been hijacked. You are now listening to the 4P's takeover. Normal service will be resumed in due course.
The Short Breaks 4P's podcast, building confidence through radio.
You are listening to the 4P's Short Breaks show on a Sunday.
The Island's Weather, sponsored by the 4P's Radio Training School, building confidence in young people using the main ingredients of radio. To find out more, go to 4ps.org.uk.
Hello, I'm Ophelia, and here is the weekly weather. Monday, we can expect light rain showers and a fresh breeze, highs of 15, lows of 8. Tuesday, we can expect sunny intervals and a fresh breeze, highs of 14, lows of 8. Wednesday, we can expect sunny intervals and a fresh breeze, highs of 15, lows of 9. Thursday, we can expect light rain and a moderate breeze, highs of 13, lows of 9. And Friday, we can expect light rain showers and a moderate breeze, highs of 13, lows of 9. That's it for your weekly weather. I'll update you more next weekend. Bye for now.
In Ireland news this week, a second suspected arson investigation is being conducted following a blaze in the grounds of a Newport vehicle garage on Monday this week. The Hampshire and Isle of Wight service mobilised three appliances to Price's garage in Pan Lane at 7:24 yesterday evening after receiving multiple reports of a large plume of smoke billowing into the air. Firefighters from Newport, Cowes and East Cowes used breathing apparatus and hose reel jets alongside a main jet and a specialist ultra-high pressure lance, formerly known as Cobra, to combat the flames within a storage container full of old car parts in the rear compound of the site. Thanks to the quick work of the crews, the fire was contained within the unit and no damage was caused to the motor garage buildings or nearby properties. Meanwhile, Cineworld has officially announced the news that it is to reopen its screens on the island later this month. Movie fans were left without their popcorn fix when the chain closed its 127 cinemas across the country in response to the coronavirus crisis in October, putting thousands of jobs on pause and many fans unable to see the new installments of their favourite sagas. In line with the new government guidelines, face coverings must be worn in the cinema but can be removed when eating and drinking, and social distancing measures have been implemented across all areas within the cinema in line with government guidelines. Customers are urged to book tickets in advance via the Cineworld website and app, with an updated booking system that allows friends and family to sit together while ensuring safe distance between separate groups. Cinema goers will once again be able to head to Newport's multiplex when it reopens on the 19th of May, alongside the chain's other screens up and down the country. And finally, a former Island Line train has appeared for sale on eBay. The 1938 Tube Stock London Underground carriage EMU Class 483, which served the island for decades, was removed from the tracks in March. £26 million upgrade to the South Western Railway network is expected to be completed this summer, following delays. The starting price for the carriage is a whopping £32,000, but the listing has now ended. The train is based in London, where the seller says it can be collected. That's all. I'm Jasper Haycox O'Toole.
Hi, I'm James from Vectis Radio, and here are some events that have happened on the past week in history. The 10th of May 1965 was the day popular superhero The Incredible Hulk appeared in a comic for the first time. The Hulk's secret identity is scientist Bruce Banner, who turns into the Hulk, who is a strong green-skinned monster, whenever he gets angry. as well as comics, Hulk has also featured in several films, with the first one being Hulk in 2003, and the latest being Avengers Endgame in 2019. The 12th of May 1820 was the birth date of Florence Nightingale, perhaps the world's most well-known nurse. Florence was born in Italy and showed an extraordinary ability for collecting and analysing data, which would become useful in later life. In 1854, she became a nurse for soldiers in the Crimean War. Nightingale was shocked at the poor conditions available to injured soldiers and set about making changes. Today, Florence Nightingale is credited with bringing about large-scale reforms in the medical industry, and her birth date is celebrated as International Nurses Day. The 14th of May 1984 was the birth date of Mark Zuckerberg, who created social media platform Facebook. Zuckerberg was taught coding by his father at an early age and excelled in his classes at school. One of Zuckerberg's early sites included CourseMatch, which assisted students in choosing classes and forming groups to study together. Zuckerberg started making Facebook in university and dropped out to finish it. Facebook was launched in 2004. In a 2007 interview, Zuckerberg said that one of his reasons for creating Facebook was to allow an open information flow for people. That's all for now. This is James from Vectis Radio.
Hello, this is Jasper with my obscure word of the week. This week's word is peristeronic. P-E-R-I-S-T-E-R-O-N-I-C. It's an adjective meaning of or relating to pigeons. It originated from the mid-19th century from the Greek word peristera, which means dove or pigeon, plus the English suffix onic, as in demonic. That's all. Join us next week for another obscure word of the week. Hello, this is Jasper with my obscure holidays. Not to be confused with remote work from home day, observed on the 17th of May, celebrates those times when workers have the opportunity to work from home for a day. The day was created to demonstrate to employers that giving people the chance to work from home from time to time can benefit both sides. It saves costs, helps to ease traffic congestion, and encourages people to plan their working hours effectively. Not many places are more educational than museums. Museum Day, observed on the 18th of May, celebrates the displays of history about our ancestors. Unfortunately, there are people who live close to museums and haven't visited one. Perhaps they are unaware of the past, or maybe they just don't take interest. Whatever the reason, this is a perfect day to invest in a historical education in the most fascinating of places. Many people may believe they are not a fan of numbers, but whether we realise it or not, they really do play a big part in all of our lives. Numeracy Day, observed on the 19th of May, celebrates and recognises the importance of numbers and encourages people to sharpen their numeracy skills and build their confidence with simple mathematics. Working with numbers is certainly not just a special talent, it's something we are all capable of. And finally, sometimes you need something fixed, such as clothing or software. Patches are used to seal holes in jumpers, resolve software issues, and to close up holes in boats. I need a patch for that day, observed on 21st of May, celebrates quick fixes and their role in keeping people on the move. After all, if you've ever found a hole in the tyre of your bicycle, you are one of the many who have most likely said, "I need a patch for that." That's all, and join us next week for some more obscure holidays.
Hello, I'm Ophelia, and here are your famous birthdays. Alexandra Beckenbridge, who's a TV actress, born in 1982, who's 39. Sarah Hadland, who's a TV actress as well, born in 1971, who's 50. And Marcus Collins, who's a pop singer, born in 1988, who's 33. That's it for your famous birthdays. Have some more for you next weekend.
In Ireland news this week, The Isle of Wight NHS Trust has this week told an island family it is truly sorry after a dying woman's jewellery went missing while she lay in the hospital bed. The Trust said it has investigated the incident but could not find the items. Sharon Humby's mother, Brenda, was taken to A&E at St Mary's Hospital on Monday, April 12th. It was a day later when she was transferred to the acute assessment unit that Sharon noticed her mother's ring and bangle had disappeared. I reported this to the nurse in charge on the AAU, and they did their own investigation. Trust spokesperson said, "We are truly sorry for the loss of Brenda and the pain her family are feeling. We are sorry too for the extra hurt caused by the disappearance of her jewellery while she was in our care. We have investigated and found no sign of the lost items, but we will share this appeal with all our staff in case anyone has any information that might reunite the family with these treasured possessions." Sharon said the items have more of a sentimental value than a monetary one. Meanwhile, young islanders are invited to seek out some inspiration for their future later this month, with a free event taking place. The Solent Local Enterprise Partnership is inviting young people to the Careers and Apprenticeship Show on Thursday the 20th of May. The virtual fair is a collaborative event between 9 LEPs across Hampshire, Dorset and Surrey, and is free for young people, their parents and carers. Organisers say it is a unique opportunity to learn about different career paths. The fair is aimed at young people aged between 15 and 19 and runs from 9 a.m. to 7 p.m. It will feature a full day of interactive webinars, chat rooms and over 70 employer and apprenticeship provider booths to visit for you to ask questions. There will also be an evening session from 5 p.m. to 8 p.m. which will cater to parents and carers with summaries of local industries, job prospects and educational pathways available to young people. And finally, in an incident reminiscent of an episode of Keeping Up Appearances, a driver who parked on a quiet street in Shanklin has been car-shamed by a resident by way of a letter placed on her windscreen. Little Stairs Road's answer to Mrs. Bouquet left the note on the woman's car, complaining that the Skoda didn't fit in with the other vehicles in the area, and its presence left the area looking like Beirut. Posting the ordeal on Facebook, Julia, the owner of the vehicle, expressed her dismay over the note, which read, "I hope you don't mind, but would you kindly not park your vehicle on this road, please? This is a nice, respectable road, and it now looks like Beirut. We don't drive such vehicles, so perhaps you could in future park it somewhere more appropriate, like the dump." Support for the car owner and her trusty Skoda has rolled in on the post, and many commenters have even offered to park their worst for wear cars there in solidarity. That's all. I'm Jasper Haycox O'Toole.
During the 4P's radio course, I've learnt what it means to present, produce, promote and podcast. I have learnt to edit voice recordings and to just be yourself. And the 4P's has helped me improve my confidence. I would really recommend this to people. It's just a really great experience. If you'd like to try it, contact Ian Mack at ian.mack@vectusradio.fm.